This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and we touch base with Alan Kenny once again on this episode. And we also have the next installment in the Do You Know Kona with Dr. Daniel Plews, who's building up to the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii. It's all brought to you by S-Fuels. If you're looking for a change and you're looking to dial in your Ironman nutrition, if you struggle with nausea, if you struggle with bonking, then look no further than S-Fuels. They give you the opportunity to really dial things in. Check out the S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut, lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. They hydrate, fuel, and support your gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. Now, you can hydrate and fuel your muscles without sugary drinks and gels, without sugar swings, and without sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. If you'd like to find out more, and just check out more about S-Fuels, the URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. And the good news is they're giving you the opportunity to try S-Fuels absolutely risk-free. They'll throw in free shipping, plus there's a money-back guarantee on your first order. So if you're not completely satisfied, simply return the stuff and get your money back. So you've got nothing to lose. And like I said, if you've been struggling to dial your Ironman nutrition in, why not try something different and try S-Fuels? You will be pleasantly surprised. And speaking of someone who fuels on S-Fuels, Dr. Dan Plews is building up to Kona 2018. Preparation going fantastically well. And this is the next of his audio diary, Do You Know Kona? That's coming up right now.
Hi there. Dan Plews here from S-Fuels TV. And welcome back to Do You Know Kona? So we're now 8 weeks out from the event to the Kona World Championships in Hawaii. And this week, you're just going to have a little bit of a talk around bike mileage. So what sort of bike mileage should we be considering at this point in the race? So this is obviously quite a high volume, quite high training load period. But I think with bike mileage, one of the things that as amateurs, we can't really get away with is we don't have much time on our hands. So we can't really get a lot of bike volume in. We're really going to be struggle to be hitting the 500, 600, or even 700 k's a week mark. I know that if I achieve 300 k's a week, that's pretty good going. So what do we really want to consider is that obviously a lot of time on the indoor trainer is really good from my perspective because that's quite efficient use of time. But when you can look at trying to get two long rides in per week rather than just the one. Most amateurs will only do one long ride a week, and I always try and encourage the people that I coach to really push for the two because it really does make a big difference when it comes to the back end of the bike of that 180k bike ride. Okay, until next time, thank you.
Let's chat some nutrition as we head back to Dublin. Alan Kenny joins us once again. Alan, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time.
Gotcha.
Ella, let's touch on your nutrition sort of philosophy and how you approach things. Tell me, before we get into racing, just day-to-day nutrition. Are you pretty pedantic and do you follow a pretty structured sort of way of eating?
I try to, and I'm being good. Just, look at, I mean, I try to cut out snacking, just 4 meals a day, and yeah, don't overeat. I suppose porridge in the morning. Serving pasta or something, salad and, something else small then maybe. Nighttime, yeah.
I love the fact that you say you cut out snacking. I mean, we all know when you're training for an Ironman, it's a fine line between being hungry again or still hungry. You're never quite sure.
Yeah, you're probably safer with Ironman though, yeah. But I think for, marathon training, which is my frame of mind right now, I'm, really trying to get the weight down and, just not snack. I think you're on the right track.
And carrying a few extra pounds or kilos into a race really does make a difference, particularly when you're trying to go fast. I mean, it's all about small gains. And if you do have a couple of extra pounds or a couple of extra kilos, man, it does slow you down.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. Look, I've even seen over the last few months, I've trim down a bit, and the running just feels so much easier because of, yeah, 2 or 3 kilos lighter I am. And yeah, still a bit more to go, which I hope helps me achieve the PB in October.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I mean, we talk about the weight side of things, and I remember chatting to, he was an Aussie, and I can't for the life of me remember his name. It was before I started this podcast. And he was a very good age grouper, and he said to me he used to train with a sand vest. So literally a vest filled with sand, and it was 2 or 3 kgs heavier than his normal weight. So that come race day, he'd take that off, and he would be an absolute machine, because he's literally just lost 3 kgs heading into race week.
Yeah, no, I've heard about people doing stuff like that, and never tried it myself, but yeah.
You need a backpack with a couple of bricks, Alan. I think that's what you need to focus on. Yeah. Let's talk about race day strategy. I mean, going into an Ironman, I mean, nutrition does play a big part. How do you approach an Ironman from a nutrition's point of view?
Okay, it would start the day before. I think if you can go to an Ironman without having to use the toilets like for a number two, then you're, that's what I want to do. So just the day before, I'd cut down on solids. I mean, a light breakfast and a light lunch, and I'd get most of my calories from chocolate milk. I think I drank 6 liters of chocolate milk before Ironman Kona and Ironman Mallorca, and look at it helps, because you don't need, you know, solids. You don't have any waste to get rid of. If you can get it all out here in that morning of the race, you're doing well. Not to be too crude, but yeah, try to make a trip to the Portaloo and time your excretions. And try to get that down to fine art. And then, for the race itself, it's good. I mean, the best advice I ever got in an Ironman was just don't be too fussy. Take whatever drinks, whatever nutrition they're giving you on course, because you can't be picking and choosing from the gels they give you. Just take whatever you get. And so something else I told, just 1 gram of carbs for every kg of body weight, which works out at probably 3 gels for me every hour, which I think I found over time it's probably too much, so I just 2 gels per hour, and then I try to get the rest of the carbs and sports drinks, and I might be running a tiny bit of a deficit, but if I'm going on the 1 gram for 1 kg, but I think it's enough to keep me going.
I mean, on the bike, it's pretty easy to get stuff in. On the run, particularly when you're running fast, I mean, you've run a sub-3-hour marathon in Mallorca. What's the deal with getting the calories in on a run for you? I mean, is it all liquid right the way through?
No. Well, it's all gels on the bike and drinks as well. And I can't eat solids. It just messes up your breathing, and just chewing the bars or whatever it is. So that's just a no for me in races. And then, I suppose when you come to the marathon in an Ironman, you're in not a bad place, but you're not feeling the best. And I might grab a banana or apple or whatever they're handing out and just nibble on it and still try to take the gels in 2 per hour. But I'm not as strict to that stage, because I think the race is nearly over. I'll make it over the line with what reserves I've left. So if I don't feel like a gel on the run, I won't take it. And so
what's your go-to after the race? I mean, are there certain things that you really gravitate towards once you've smashed a hard Ironman or a hard marathon?
Look, it's very hard to say. I'll just eat whatever I'm given, pretty much. I know in Kona there was just ridiculous amounts of pizzas and protein shakes. I don't know. I did 6 of them, and
you're good to go. Alan, it's been great catching up. Thank you for your time. Much appreciated. And all the best for that marathon in October. Is it the Dublin Marathon you're training for?
Dublin Marathon, yeah. So still, yeah, a long way away, but.
Well, yeah. Best of luck for that, and best of luck in the onslaught for Kona 2019.
Yeah, okay. Good to chat. Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you very much to Alan Kenny for sharing his Ironman nutrition tips. And thank you to Dr. Dan Plews for that episode of Do You Know Kona? Next one coming up in a week. And a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge as well. It was brought to you by Esfiel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S-Fuels Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. And they're giving you a chance to try out S-Fuels absolutely risk-free right now. Free shipping plus a money-back guarantee on your first order. So if you're not completely satisfied, simply return it and they'll give you your money back. You've got nothing to lose. Go check them out. It's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. The link is below this podcast as well. Click straight through and go check them out. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.